Today we're going to do a 10-minute loving-kindness meditation. We'll move through all five of the usual stages of loving-kindness. This will involve cultivating loving-kindness for yourself, for a benefactor or close friend, for a neutral person. This is somebody you see from time to time that you can visualize, but you don't have any particular feelings for, positive or negative. And then for a difficult person, perhaps not the most difficult person in your life right now, but somebody who has brought some strife or trouble that you can imagine yourself really wishing happiness for. And finally, we'll extend out to all beings. So you might take a moment, hit pause, and call to mind who these people will be in your life that you'll bring into the meditation today. We begin the meditation, as always, by settling into our posture and our breathing. So just checking that we are upright, yet relaxed, comfortable. Checking that our shoulders are back a little bit. This will open up our chest for easy, deep breathing. Breathing into our belly, nice, deep, intentional inhale or two. And then we begin the meditation by cultivating loving kindness toward ourselves. Really wishing ourselves happiness and freedom from suffering. A very commonly used set of words or wishes we can repeat silently as we meditate is, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. And as we breathe, we can repeat these words to ourselves. But the most important thing is the intention behind them. To really have that sense of kindness and well-wishing toward ourselves. You may wish to pause the recording and extend this well-wishing toward yourself a little bit longer. You can do that anytime during the meditation. Expand it out. Otherwise, we'll move on to inviting in a close friend or a benefactor, somebody who has brought great joy into our lives and ease. And we can visualize them joining us in this meditation, perhaps sitting in front of us or beside us. We wish them well and wish them happiness. We can extend out those words saying, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. And again, it's about cultivating those intentions behind the words, cultivating those feelings of care for this person, perhaps seeing yourself smiling to them, seeing them smiling back at you. Anytime the mind wanders, coming back to the breathing, making sure you're still breathing into the belly. as you imagine yourself wishing this benefactor wellness. Having done this, we can move on to the third stage, in which we invite in the neutral person. And again, this is somebody we can visualize, but we don't really know. Perhaps a coworker who's works quite far from us, or a grocery store clerk. We imagine them joining us in the meditation, sitting in front of us or beside us. And we likewise extend out those well wishes. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. Again, going back to the intentions, feeling your heart opening to this person whom you don't even really know, but knowing that they too wish to be happy, wish to be free from their own sufferings and sorrows in life, and wishing that for them. Into the fourth stage, where we invite in that difficult person, knowing that this can be a real challenge for us. And again, maybe not using the most difficult person in our lives, but choosing somebody who we can work with, maybe who is a little distant from us, who we can wish happiness for, despite what difficulties they've brought to us, what suffering they may be causing others right now. And just recognizing that they too are a human being who is suffering, who makes mistakes, but who also wishes to be happy, who would like to be loved and to love others. We extend out our well wishes, saying, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. Returning to your heart and the warmth you've generated toward yourself, toward your benefactor, the neutral person, extending that out to this difficult person. Just for a moment, perhaps healing any rifts between the two of you. Knowing this doesn't have to change any outward behavior, but just seeking now to change a little bit in your own heart. Giving this gift of kindness to yourself. And then finally, we hold up all four of these individuals, yourself, the benefactor, the neutral person, and the difficult person. call them to mind and hold them up equally, wishing them all well. And then we extend out those well wishes, creating perhaps a sphere of warmth and light emanating from your body right here and now to those around you, calling them to mind, wishing them well, extending outward still further. People in nearby buildings or cars, wishing them well, hoping they find happiness in their day and ease and freedom from suffering. Slowly but surely expanding that sphere ever outward, eventually encompassing beings throughout the world, wishing them all well. Close the meditation with three bells. As we do so, come back to your own breathing, come back to your own heart, and see if we can settle into those wishes of wellness and freedom from suffering, both for yourself and for all beings.